Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Corral Fire continues to burn in the Trinity Alps wilderness as fire crews battle the blaze that has burned over 11,000 acres and stands at 18% containment. The indirect line being constructed by firefighters on the western side of the fire is nearing completion. Thanks to favorable weather conditions, including higher humidities and cooler temperatures, there have been more opportunities for direct line construction. Big Hill Road, Tish Tang Road, and Four Corners on the Hoopa Valley Indian Reservation remain closed due to increased fire personnel traffic and fire suppression activities. Smoke and air quality remain a concern. Thanks to reduced fire activity in the Salmon River Complex, Klamath National Forest officials are able to reduce the amount of forest land closed off to the public with a new forest closure order that was approved on Wednesday. Now that 40% less land is affected, there are more hunting opportunities for deer season and the upcoming elk season. For a map and a description of the closed area, visit one of the Klamath National Forest offices. The California Highway Patrol, along with various law enforcement agencies and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, continues to engage in a nationwide drunk driving crackdown known as the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. The two-week-long campaign, which began on August 16th, coincides with the CHP's Labor Day maximum enforcement period. During this period, beginning today at 6 p.m. and continuing through Monday until midnight, all CHP officers will be on patrol to ensure the safety of motorists and to remove impaired drivers from the roadways. During last year's maximum enforcement period, 35 people died as a result of collisions on roadways in California. Nearly half of the 16 vehicle occupants were not wearing a seatbelt. Additionally, more than 1,300 arrests were made for driving under the influence, an 11% decrease from the previous year. Caltrans continues work on replacing three hinges on the Klamath River Bridge on Highway 101 in Del Norte County, and travelers should be aware that a temporary traffic signal has been installed and will remain in place through October. Drivers should expect one-way controlled traffic with up to 10-minute delays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Beginning on Tuesday, September 3rd, the traffic lane will be significantly narrowed to 10.5 feet, and that will affect extra-wide permitted vehicles. The Arcata Police Department served a search warrant at a residence in the 33,000 block of Spear Avenue on Wednesday morning and located a marijuana grow operation. Officers seized 35 growing marijuana plants, approximately 10 pounds of processed marijuana, and 15 pounds of dried marijuana in various stages of processing. During the search, officers learned that the residents, 37-year-old Joseph Garini and 35-year-old Valerie Knudsen of Arcata, were renting two apartments in the 2000 block of Groth Court in Eureka. The County Drug Task Force came in to assist in a search of those residences and found that they were being used as marijuana grow sites as well. Garini and Knudsen were arrested and booked into jail on cultivation and possession charges. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the major challenges for those involved in the management of cities is the task of developing and maintaining infrastructure. Strong infrastructure is necessary in order to keep water flowing from our faucets and electricity powering our homes and businesses. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario is very familiar with the process of improving infrastructure. He went on Talk Shop to discuss the wide variety of projects that the city of Fortuna is working on.
Well, the projects range in complexity all up and down the board. The one we've talked about recently was our big Stewart Street tank project, which was a $4 million project. Now, if you're only getting lost at $2 million, this is only twice as big. But to me, that is a pretty huge project, and it's big on our scale for a city of, 12,000 people.
Candelario went on to explain how even projects that cost a lot less money are still vitally important.
You know, you never know. You could get down to a project, where we're working on some drainage in town that's on our CIP that's about a $35,000, $40,000 project to fix a localized situation in one commercial area. But that's huge to somebody and those businesses that work there.
Resilient and well-maintained infrastructure is absolutely critical for the health of a city. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.